This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us here to bring up whatever's on your mind. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
By the way, we did discover that Dave Grady, who is our caller from Poughkeepsie, New York, the old former chronic caller, who is not so chronic anymore. And you know what? I didn't like it when he was a chronic caller, but I miss having him every now and then. And so it was nice to hear from Dave tonight, even though all he was doing was begging us to take down a thread from our forum. But he's been making videos for about 7 months now. So prior to 7 months ago, he had videos, thousands of videos that he had made on his various YouTube channels. His main one is Hudson Valley Guy and then the number one. That's his main channel that he has. And that's where he deleted all of his videos, like thousands of videos with like a couple dozen views apiece. He deleted all of them and then posted a video about how he was getting out of YouTube. Then, within a month, had started posting new videos. So there's still about 7 months' worth of videos on there. So if you're looking for fresh Dave Grady content, he's got it.
Several trips to the mailbox.
Really? More than one? Okay. So what are we checking for? What is he waiting on?
Whatever's in the mailbox. Probably not bills.
Not a paycheck.
Not bills.
He's got an almost six-minute video titled, What Does BBW Actually Mean?
Is it Big Beautiful Woman? Okay.
That's generally what it stands for, yeah.
So how do you delete all but one video off of your account? I can imagine there's a button for deleting all your videos, perhaps. But
No, you've got to go page by page.
Yeah, you'd probably have to go one at a time
and
delete them.
The kind of time that it would take to delete
or shut down the channel itself. But
the easy way to do this is you click on your profile name or your little icon in the upper right corner, click on Creator Studio, and then...
And you can tick box them, right? You can
There's a little box you can click that checks everything on that page.
Okay.
And then you can do a bulk selection.
It wouldn't take forever.
And then you would have to do that for each... Well, if you've got thousands of videos, it only shows
hours.
30 per page.
Dave's got plenty of time, dude. He doesn't have a job.
He's making a lot of videos asking for people to hire him.
Yep, that's one of his newest videos is, let's see.
Can someone out there please hire me?
Quote, please hire me, end quote. Which was posted right after another one of him, both recorded in his car. The one prior to that, please hire me, call me, and hire me, with a bunch of exclamation marks and all in capital letters. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. You know, Dave's always looking for a date. Sarah, do you like men?
You know, I called in about, did you know that our mayor really used the red light camera election?
Yeah. But what about
a mayor? A male horse
used
the red light camera.
No, it's a female horse.
No. Like, you called about the mayor and the red light cameras last night. Let's talk about your dating life instead, Sarah. Because, look, Dave Grady in Poughkeepsie, New York is a lonely, lonely man. I'm just wondering, are you into men? Because I don't want to be presumptuous.
I don't want to talk about men. I'm not that interested.
Okay. All right. See, I didn't want to presume.
Are you interested in women?
No, I'm celibate right now, but...
Really?
Yeah, but...
Dave can help you with that.
The election result, you know, he used it to win his re-election. You know, like, they had it.
Is the mayor looking for a date? Because Dave might be ready to just give up on women. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
He had that.
Although it does say he's straight. It says here on his OkCupid profile, it says that he's straight. Now, he's looking for a woman between ages 20 and 39.
That's a pretty wide range.
Short and long-term dating, casual sex, and new friends. Now, Sarah, you said
that's pretty much everything.
You are celibate. Does that mean that you're also not interested?
You said right now.
I know. Does that mean that you're not interested in... We know that means you're not having sex, but
she's not interested in talking to you about this subject.
Does that mean that you're not... Well, yeah, that's fine. But I still want to ask the question. Does that mean that you're not interested in a date, in, you know, becoming close with somebody, or maybe a little bit of snuggling?
No, I'm not interested because, you know, I'm focused on getting our red light cameras back here in Albuquerque.
Because you are a singular mindset. I have an appreciation for that,
Sarah.
So
would you date the owner of the red light camera company to make sure that they could put up red light cameras at every intersection, including the ones that don't yet have red lights?
Well, you know what? We might get 50 back this time around. With Albuquerque, when we get our cameras turned back on, I really believe that we're going to get 50 back because there's a big contrast of people.
Now, once you get the cameras turned back on, let's presume you're successful at this because, you know, it's going to be a hard road to get that to happen. Given
roads are hard. That's generally how they work. If they were soft, then, you know, like cars would sort of sink.
Right, given that it's anyway, Sarah, so once that happens, do you feel like you're going to get back into the dating world? Or is there another project that you're going to obsess over?
I think here in New Mexico, it's going to be an ongoing battle because we have a culture.
It
of
sure is, isn't it?
Friendly.
Yep. So there's always something.
Well, it's a habit that has evolved for the.
You know, I get accused of being way too into activism and not, like, you know, doing other things, say, with relationships and things like that. I get accused of that, but it sounds like, Sarah, you're even more singularly minded towards that.
Yep.
You know, I will.
So is there a red light camera threshold at which you're willing to begin dating again?
Well, you know what? That's not that important to me. I'm 47 years old.
Okay, so you're out of Dave's range.
Well, it's just like we do when your hormones are raging and you're young and dumb and crazy and you're all out there. But you know, I think my hormones are drying up.
So my, I gotcha.
What I was telling you was that.
Speaking as a 45-year-old man, I can tell you that's not the most attractive thing I've heard.
Well, anyway, seven.
Well, she's not trying to attract you, sir.
I'm just saying. If she's in the right age range, she's 2 years older than I am.
Have you had a situation, Sarah, where you have been working hard on getting red light cameras back into Albuquerque, and there's somebody who takes an interest in you, and you've had to turn them down? Have you had to push away potential male or female suitors?
You know something, we could get beyond that. You know, I know that we're sexual creatures, but we don't have to be obsessed about it. And then having
I agree with you. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to help Dave. That's all. I mean, the poor guy.
Nothing's so attractive in you know, the dating world as somebody who says, "I know we're sexual creatures, but we don't have to obsess upon it."
Let's continue. Well, she's not in the dating world, Mark. The toll-free number here.
Thank God for everybody in the dating world.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. I believe we're going to do some voting stuff here, Daryl. You've got story about reasons. I don't know if it's a story. Where did this come from? Was it a Facebook post or what was this? Reasons not to vote. Where did it come from?
Notbeinggoverned.com.
Okay. Sounds like a libertarian
website. The website is titled The Art of Not Being Governed, 20 Reasons.
It certainly isn't a science, I can tell you that.
20 reasons.
20 reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck getting through.
Art of Not Being Governed. I would love to see the game plan for not being governed. Because I'm going to boldly state before we read any of these is whoever wrote this is being governed.
Oh, yes,
the fact that they choose to vote or not choose to vote is completely irrelevant to that fact.
That's true.
All right, let's number one. If one votes, one participates. If one participates, one condones and endorses the process and subsequently what those elected
false.
Representatives
right.
do and say in your name.
Right. A bear chases you, so you have condoned by participating in the chase.
You mean if you're running away? You're
right. Running? Yeah, but well,
or
I'm sorry.
If you sit there and get mauled,
right.
either way,
you get mauled.
You're
but
condoning
in what case?
The bear being hungry and doing what bears do.
Right. Yes. This is just so insulting.
The Liberty Movement, the objectivist movement came out of rationalism, supposedly, from Ayn Rand. And the relationship between the Liberty Movement and the objectivist movement is strong. And if we cannot base our ideas in reason and rationality, we can't go anywhere beyond where we are today. So people who make, you know, just platitudes like this, okay, if you vote, you consent. Prove it.
Yeah, it's just a belief.
Show me my consent.
Right.
Right. It's a
demonstrate it.
I might as well
say my analogy.
So they might as well embrace the social contract, because this is basically them saying that you are part of the, that this is their belief about the social contract, that such a thing could exist, that by simply checking a box that you've agreed to everything that happens from that point forward. It's pretty ridiculous. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More of these reasons supposedly not to vote coming up.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on a radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops. Within a 4-week total, instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're playing a little game here in the studio tonight, and
we're playing a couple of games.
You can play along at home. I don't know if we should play it on the air. Maybe we should if we, you know, when we get through the list of the voting reasons not to vote. But we've been talking about Dave Grady from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Because he called
to tell
the world, if you Google Dave Grady, Poughkeepsie, New York, you will find things on a Free Talk Live BBS.
That's right, thread. Our forum.
And one of those things that you find is his OKCupid profile.
Which we are now going through. When you click on the little match, how much percentage of match you have with the person, it then shows you a series of questions. This is one of the things that makes OKCupid probably the best site out there for dating that I've seen.
Skynet agrees.
Basically it asks you a series of questions that if you've got on, you know, your profile already, then it'll tell you what matches you got with the person in question.
Yeah, and you can sort those by unacceptable answers, acceptable answers, questions that they've answered that I've not.
And so, so let's see here. So just a couple of highlights so far. So we've just been going down the page and just comparing, seeing what Dave's answers to some of these questions are. He would be very uncomfortable if his significant other made more money than him. And then he adds a comment, because you can add comments to your answers. He yells, if they were making more money than me, I'd want to know why. But here's a good one. If your partner made a lot of noise while enjoying sex, would this be a turn-on or a turn-off for you? And for Dave, that's a turn-off. But then, not only that, he then adds in this comment. Seriously, just shut the F up.
Wow. Doesn't he add, I need to concentrate?
That's another question, actually.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I'll try to find that one here.
How
for
important
you.
To you is communication during sex?
Okay. So in this one, how much communication is ideal during sex? The answer he chose was one of the answers available. So this is not a comment from him. It's none, shut up so I can concentrate. I'm sure
there's not a lot of concentration that needs to happen.
I'm sure all kinds of women are just ready to get into bed with Dave here. So we'll continue with that. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about voting and reasons not to vote. We're going to get back into that here in moments. But first, let's talk to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny that Sarah happened to be on and you were mentioning the Cupid thing. I've only heard a little bit of the show, but obviously when a woman says that she's dried up or whatever, I mean, drying up her hormones, yeah, I mean, that's not going to turn anyone on, obviously, her obsessions. But anyway, now I wanted to, if you just said I love you to her, maybe it would have cured everything. what I'm saying. I mean, the thing last night was, you're talking about when is the proper time or improper time to say I love you?
It sounds like
you're kind of in the same vein as last night as far as the show goes. But maybe she just has never had anyone say that to her. Maybe it's been so long since that's happened to her that she maybe that she's just stuck on public transportation for that reason. What's that?
Go ahead with what else you were calling about.
No, I was going to say, the main reason I called was, Donald Trump was able to get, Hillary Clinton's campaign to admit something against interest. Did you know that?
What was that?
Her campaign actually admitted that his talking about Russia possibly releasing, Clinton's emails was a national security issue. And so she's never said that. She never said anything about it being a national security issue of the emails. And now her campaign has literally admitted it. And I say against interest because she's always played it off as though it didn't matter.
It's a great point. But here, let me ask you this, though. So Putin, the premier of Russia or whatever is the terminology is. President of Russia. He supports Trump. And you can all in the Russian media, everybody's like Trump, Trump, Trump. They like Trump. Now China, they don't like him so much, but Russia does. I guess I would ask this: if Russia did hack Clinton's email server at her house, which is ridiculously insecure.
The claim is that they didn't hack that, but they hacked the DNC email server.
The claim is they didn't hack it?
Supposedly.
I can assure you lots of people are afraid that Russia hacked her server.
Right, but no, the claim by the DNC is that the Russians did not hack Hillary's personal server. They hacked the DNC server, which was in the offices of the DNC.
Right. So if they can hack the DNC server, they can certainly hack Hillary Clinton's home computer.
Oh, I'm not saying that whoever hacked the DNC server was not capable of hacking Hillary's. I'm just saying the DNC and Hillary are saying, no, Hillary's server was not hacked. The other one was.
Well, I would love to hear someone actually claim that Hillary's server wasn't hacked, because how would you know? But I guess the question I would have is if Russia hacked Hillary's server and they had information that was of value that they could blackmail her with, wouldn't they be advocating for her to be in office? Just a thought.
I think that they'd probably prefer Trump no matter what, because she's been a national security disaster since the beginning. I mean, since she entered the White House with Bill Clinton. So there's the problem right there. I mean, it was before that, though, that she became a national security disaster. But I mean, her own, by her own stupidity, if you will, or her own complicity in spying, I'd just call her a spy, really. I mean, she's just basically, she used her email as a pigeon drop. She used it as a dead drop for information for other countries to come and access. And when she and Bill Clinton were in the White House, they literally gave secrets to China. Of course, China wants her rather than Trump, who wants to bring businesses back to the United States. That's what he wants to do. They hate him. They hate the idea that he wants to make America sovereign again by comparison with what China is. And I know the idea. I know, you know, sovereignty rather than, you know, freedom for everybody. But at the same time, our country is literally under attack from people, you know, from China, North Korea, other countries who are.
China is not attacking the United States. Are you suggesting that providing affordable products to people is somehow an attack?
The reason they're providing affordable products to people is they have slave labor. They barely pay their people to work on the things.
You know, it's not fair to compare the paycheck that someone receives in a different economy with what people are getting paid in the United States, right? That doesn't.
People get a paycheck or a bullet in the head. They do what they're told to do, and they don't.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Or they die.
That sounds like propaganda to me, Tim. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Now, there are prison laborers. I mean, that does exist in China, but it also exists in the United States,
right?
And I'm not defending prison labor, but, you know, one of the things that happens is American companies will have auditors come in and, you know, make sure that they're not actually using prison labor. And if they are, they're outed publicly, like, oh, such and such company is using prison labor in China. And then all of a sudden they decide to not use prison labor anymore, because that generally isn't a very popular thing amongst their American customers once they find out about it.
Yeah. So there have been some instances of door locking factories in China, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. You know, I'm against that. However, many people choose the jobs that they choose in China because of what their other options are. I mean,
working in the fields for 16 hours a day?
Right.
Yeah. So it's actually moving up for a lot of people to get these manufacturing jobs. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if Trump wants to put in tariffs, that is not freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What is your percentage match with Hudson Valley Guy on OKCupid? We know him as Dave Grady, one of our longtime callers here on the program. It had actually been a while since we've heard from him. So in the studio tonight, he had actually called into the show. So he was complaining about a BDS thread on our forum. It led us to think about Dave and do a little digging and see what he's been up to recently. He's got himself a very detailed profile on OKCupid with over 680 questions answered. So we're doing a little comparison here. And you can compare yourself to Dave and what he thinks about things. Dave, how do you feel about kids? Answer, how revolting. Now, that's one of the accepted responses. The note that he adds to it is the following. I'm looking to date a woman, women, I guess, actually is what he says. I'm looking to date a woman who does not have any kids. I'm sick of seeing little ones screaming all the time. Effing annoying. God, how revolting. Shudder. Let's go to Nick. He's in Boston.
Isn't that the same answer you gave?
No, I actually put down that I'm indifferent. I tend to not like kids, but I can sort of tolerate them.
Don't worry. Jazzy will leave the baby.
There you go. Nick, you're on it, calling from Boston. Hello there.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I think you guys are being jerks to Dave. You know, he's not playing with... Hear me out. He's not playing with a full deck of cards, clearly. He doesn't have the ability to, you know, argue his point, I think. And he did ask you guys very nicely to take it down. This is a false accusation. Dave may be a lot of things, but he's not a rapist. And if you Google Dave Grady from Poughkeepsie, it's literally the second result. That Dave Grady raped a woman in Poughkeepsie. So if any employer
really
does that, well, that's the thing he's talking about. And, you know, I know Dave. He, you know, he may be an internet troll and all of this other stuff, but he's not a rapist.
I don't see that on the results. I see second result is Dave Grady Facebook profile. But then again, maybe it's Google giving me customized results. I don't know.
Well, if you Google Dave Grady Poughkeepsie, New York, you'll see the Dave Grady appreciation thing. And for whatever reason, the one post that it highlights is a rape accusation.
And, oh, so it's in the thread. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And it's like you can see it in the tiny description. So you don't even have to click on the link. So any employer is not going to even bother clicking on the link. They're just going to be like, all right, keep the racist, forget about it. So I agree with Dave. This is very damaging.
I'm looking through startpage.com, which uses Google's, which basically uses Google, but does it anonymized. Ours doesn't come in up on the first page. It has his Facebook page. It has his Craigslist thing. It's something to do with Tri-State.
Well, look, there's a lot of things that people can say about people on the internet. And if you go around stirring up drama on the internet, then you shouldn't be surprised when people make up stuff about you and put it on the internet. I mean, if that's what's happened
here. Well, all right, guys. If you guys are going to take that attitude, why don't I just start making up stuff about you guys?
That's you wouldn't be the first person to do that, Nick. I mean, I've had people posting flyers around Keene, New Hampshire, making all kinds of allegations about me that are completely false. So,
yeah, aren't you a pedo,
nope,
Ian?
Definitely not. But that's not. But that's what the flyers say. So,
well, you don't like it, dude. So I don't know why you guys can't just grant him this one thing. He's not asking for the board to come down. I know he asked that.
That's precisely what he said. The way he phrased it, he suggested the whole BBS comes down.
I may not like it, but it's something that's just part and parcel with being a public personality, and Dave has made himself a public personality. He is insulting people on the internet on a regular basis, and he shouldn't be surprised when people want to strike back against him.
And something else to point out, this was not a thread started by any of the hosts on the show tonight. I don't think it was actually even started by a host of the show. So you're asking...
No, it was started by one of the Dave Grady follower guys.
You're asking the host of this show to take down content that we did not create.
Look,
okay,
first
it's associated with the show, and it's a false rape accusation.
I'm for it. From this standpoint, if you're talking about a rape accusation, the thing's so large and dangerous, I think that it probably should be pulled down. However,
I think you should ask the person that made the thread.
That won't happen. This is one of the people who's been following Dave around. Arch Stanton is one of the people who Dave has complained about for years.
I never said the guy would wind up going through with the request. I'm just saying you should ask the person that created the thread, not somebody else that did not create the thread.
Just because, okay, if somebody makes an accusation and they don't have a news story to back that up, then it's just a wild accusation.
Right. Look, you got to. If you're an employer, you shouldn't just take some post on an internet forum seriously.
If you're an employer and you're looking at two equal employees, and one of them has some wild rape accusation on the internet and the other one doesn't, you are a fool to take the one that has the rape accusation.
If one of them is an internet troll and the other one is not, and you're hiring somebody for customer service, don't hire the internet internet trolls tend to act that way in person
as
well.
This is 3 pages of stuff here. All I'm saying is if there's a rape accusation, then you can pull one. You can make invisible one post without too much trouble. You're probably sitting on it right now, Ian, and could hover over it and click
it. Also says that he masturbates to Xerox jingles.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous.
He bought a toothbrush in 2003 and has since only used it 3 times.
Yeah, it's pretty
this
ridiculous.
This is the same post with the
I get it. It sounds ridiculous.
So, look,
yeah,
I'm just not...
Guys, what if a potential, date for Dave decides to Google him and sees this? Like, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt.
She's going to see a lot more than this one thread, okay? There are a lot of things out there about Dave
There's
Grady.
Hundreds of YouTube videos that he has posted himself.
That's right.
Okay.
He's his own worst enemy,
right,
Nick, and you know that. You know he's his own worst enemy.
I do know that, yes. I know Dave very well.
I know you know him. That's why I was saying that. Thank you for the call tonight, Nick. I appreciate it. We'll think about it. But right now, our offer is we'll take it down if that's what the top donator to the Free Talk Live LRN.FM satellite fundraiser if that's what they want us to do. And our satellite fundraiser, you can go to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm. It helps us stay on the air in North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa. So thank you for doing
that. Can you read that post?
The entire post?
Is it long?
Facts about Dave Grady.
It's fairly lengthy.
He has had only three friends his entire life. One is his therapist, one is his caseworker, and the other was Marty Robbins from the third grade. He has six fingers on his right hand. Doctors believe his brain is no larger than a walnut. His main diet is Hot Pockets, Goobers, and Monster Energy drinks. He used to be known as Pleasant Valley Guy, but has since branched out to encompass the entire Hudson Valley. He has attended every Dutchess County Fair since 1979. He raped a Poughkeepsie woman named Lisa, who has since put a bounty on his head. Looking at Hot Wheels toys makes him extremely horny. He hasn't had a girlfriend in over 6 years. His last girlfriend was just an internet date in an online chat room that lasted for 36 minutes. He masturbates to Z-Rock jingles. He bought a toothbrush in 2003 and has since only used it 3 times. His annual income from working is roughly $4,600 per year.
And there were air quotes around that working.
Yep. New York State taxpayers foot the bill of $20,000 per year for his housing and living expenses. Dave never buys toilet paper. How he cleans himself after defecating is a mystery.
Maybe he's got a removable shower head.
He enjoys warm blankets, cold drinks, and hot chicks. On his computer, he uses video footage of hot chicks from the Dutchess County Fair, as well as children and farm animals, unbeknownst to all of them. He did not kill that cat. George did. He wears sunglasses because he's cross-eyed. Dave has 32 teeth in his mouth. 6 of them are actually his own. He will not leave his house when an airplane is flying overhead due to those mysterious chemtrails. His sneakers and socks smell like a landfill and a sewage treatment plant, seaweed, and mustard. The King's Court apartment fire was indeed started by Dave. After being placed there, he didn't like it and wanted to move, so he lit a match and collected all his belongings and stored them in his car. When aroused, Dave's penis will grow to well over 2.5 inches. Dave writes in caps to avoid any unnecessary capitalization. One of his favorite things to do.
It is easier than figuring out punctuation.
This thing goes on for a while here, by the way, Mark.
That's fine.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And here's another question for you. What if the rape allegation is true?
It's just an allegation. If there's no facts presented, it's a wild and unfounded
effort. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you here to join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been sort of all over the map here talking about everything from Dave Grady in Poughkeepsie, New York, and his dating profile to serious issue of voting. And Daryl, you've got 20 reasons why people shouldn't vote.
Yes.
And we're seeing if they're persuasive at all to the three of us, who are all three voters. So we'll continue with that list. And don't forget to go over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on our site. We appreciate your support, and one of the ways you can support us is by shopping with Free Talk Live. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon there. Actually, Mark, you wanted to give us a game of the month as well, but go to shop.freetalklive.com. You want to buy some games, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, if you go to game.freetalklive.com, you can, click on World of Warships. That's what I've been playing recently, and I'd like to see if we can get some listeners in. Now, we do get paid off this click, but I'm playing the game, and I'm doing it daily. I'd like to get a little contingent, flotilla, as it were, of Free Talk Live listeners. It's World of Warships. All you have to do is go to game.freetalklive.com. It does take a little while to download. There's no doubt about it.
Is this a computer game or yes. A phone game?
Computer game.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta play this on a computer.
Is it Windows only?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I would assume not.
All right.
I mean, surely they aren't gonna knock out that large of a marketplace. So there's gotta be an Apple version. Just guessing.
So Mark wants to play with you.
Yeah, game.freetalklive.com.
And what's your name on the game?
Medg FTL is always my name.
MEDGEFTL.
Yep, it says there. It's if you go to game.freetalklive.com, okay. It will tell you that information.
All right, perfect. So let's continue on with the voting, shall we? Because we've picked on Dave enough for now.
Certainly. And this is number two on the list.
Yep.
Electoral promises are meaningless because politicians are able to lie to gain the favor of the electorate and
true.
Then do exactly what they want once they have it.
I
then
agree.
There is no accountability or recourse other than waiting another 4 years or two. They seem to forget that some offices are up every 2 years. But non-voters generally couldn't tell you how often elections are.
No, no. Non-voters are all about the presidential election. They want to make a big deal about that because what they'll say is that your vote is mathematically insignificant. And that's true on any statewide election. And a presidential election is only statewide, except in Nebraska and Maine, where there's actually some districts included. But since it's for electoral votes, it's only statewide. There's really only like 10 counties in the United States that actually make the real swing votes. But regardless of that, about 2 million people really make the decision. They always want to focus on the presidential election because the presidential election is the mathematically most insignificant for your vote. Now, on local elections, I can tell you two times in my life, my vote has, or the lack thereof, has made a difference in spending in my town. In one case, buying a truck, and another, it was trucks both times, different types of trucks. And
Trucks?
Yeah, big trucks.
Would Dave Grady like these trucks?
I don't know. About $150,000 for these trucks. So there you go. I mean, you can make a difference on a local level.
So they say there's no accountability or recourse other than waiting another 4 years so to vote them out and replace them with someone else who will follow the established template and do the exact same thing.
Oh, all politicians are exactly the same. I don't agree that all politicians are exactly the same. Yes, I do think that politicians tend to be people that seek power or people that are easily corrupted, but that doesn't mean they're all the same.
The act of voting grants legitimacy to the idea that it's acceptable for the majority or the collective to use the coercive arm of the state to impose their will on the minority or the threat of force, and for that reason it is immoral to vote.
Okay, hold on. Now this is my favorite. The idea that it's immoral to vote because you force people to do things. Now force is not anti-libertarian. Aggression is anti-libertarian, violence is anti-libertarian, but if I force you to leave me alone, that is not anti-libertarian. Not voting is a pacifist stance, extreme pacifist stance, an absolute, that's the term, absolute pacifist stance, not a libertarian stance. If you're an absolute pacifist, you need to consider what all your actions do and how they affect people in all kinds of ways.
Can't walk on a sidewalk because that was paid for with tax dollars, so walking on the sidewalk condones the existence of everything.
Yeah, you know, buying gasoline for your car gives money to the federal government who wages war in foreign countries. Can't use gas.
The anti-voters really just seem to be looking for reasons to do nothing. I mean, do they do anything besides post on the internet? It's what I'd like to know. I mean, if they are actually out doing activism or something, then I'd have some more respect for it. But it just seems like they don't do anything. Yeah.
That they continue on number three here. The only way to truly delegitimize the system is by not voting. When the people refuse to participate in droves, the international community can no longer recognize the results of the election as legitimate.
That is this absolute ridiculousness.
This perceived legitimacy is such a concern for politicians that in some countries it's now a legal requirement to vote.
Yes. Of course it is in some countries, because they believe that the vote's important, the will of the people is important. That's why they do it. However, there are most local elections, you'll find fewer than 10% of the registered voters, which is likely half of the population. So less than 5% of the people vote in local elections.
Right.
Do you see local governments drying up and blowing away? Is the federal government stopping local municipalities from existing because they're no longer legitimate? That is absolute poppycock, and whoever wrote it ought to be ashamed.
We've actually covered elections where nobody voted.
Not even the
Zero
candidate.
Zero ballots were cast, and yet the people still got elected because there are procedures to break a tie, and when everybody gets zero votes, that's a tie.
Somebody will get appointed or whatever.
There'll be an appointment or somebody just continues on with their office.
And I've said this for years. They claim that this is the only way to stop things. We need to, in mass, people need to stop voting. Well, first of all, we've already pointed out that that doesn't work because the government continues to perpetuate itself. But if you really want to stick it to the state, then stop obeying it and stop paying it, because that's what they thrive on. They don't care if you show up and vote. That's just a little game that they put out there for you to play to make you think that you actually have some influence over the way things go. The national level, you have no influence whatsoever. At the local level, you can actually swing things one way or another, and there's actually, I think it's worth it to vote, at least here in New Hampshire, on the local level. But but
number four, they say a non-voter emerges from the electoral process with a clean conscience because they can legitimately proclaim that what the elected representatives subsequently say and do after they have gained power is not done in their name, not with their permission, and not with their encouragement.
I kind of agree with that one.
I can say the same thing because I didn't vote for any of the a-holes that are in the New Hampshire legislature or in the, well, I did vote for two of the guys in the Keene City Council.
Yeah, I mean, you know, am I, okay, most of the people I vote for do not get elected, but that's what the arbiter here is if you're somehow you're responsible for all the actions of a politician. I think it's important to note that since we have the first past the post system in the United States, that only your vote only matters if the politician won by one vote. So if the politician wins by two votes, you can say, well, if I withdrew my vote, they still would have won. They still would have done the same thing that they did. So I'm not sure that even passes muster. I can see why somebody feels responsible in rooting for some politician. They finally get in office and then suddenly they do something that the person didn't wish. But ultimately that's going to happen with any politician.
Right, but this also...
any person.
It seems to ignore the fact that one can withdraw consent. So just because you consented to what somebody did yesterday does not mean that you consent or condone what they do today or tomorrow.
It's true.
So number five?
Number five, to vote does not mean one relinquishes the right to then comment on, complain about, or protest the actions of the government. It's completely the other way around when one votes, one effectively makes a contractual agreement which hands over the right for someone
where is my signature on this contract? Yeah. I have a contractual agreement with the government that if I vote to agree with who wins, that's ridiculous.
I thought libertarians didn't believe in the social contract. Who wrote this article?
It says that these reasons were written and compiled by Robert Rorschach.
Good for Robert Rorschach, number which is likely a pseudonym. I think that this is important to point out is that, look, if you choose not to vote, that's fine, but you really shouldn't care of what the outcomes are. I mean, at that point, you've relinquished responsibility for the outcomes, haven't you?
Maybe we should talk about the remainder of these another time because we're out of time for tonight. But one more highlight from the OkCupid profile of Hudson Valley Guy, Dave Grady. How long can you go without sexual release? Options included less than a day, from a day to a week, more than a week, and I've never had sexual release. What's your guess?
I've never.
Yep, I've never had sexual release is what Dave Grady says.
No wonder he's so grumpy.
And he's in his 40s. We'll see you tomorrow night. That means he's never played with himself?
That's so what weird that means.
Thing. See you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.